people like me and you the most is that when they dodge the questions, they continue to sidestep the questions. For example, KJP has been asked repeatedly over the last few days, are they going to go to the Rehoboth Beach vacation house and search? I can't preview anything on that. You have to talk to the DOJ. Of course they knew. It was all set up. It was agreed to in advance. They showed up about 10 o'clock in the morning. They were there for whatever period of time. They left with the notebooks. Everybody knew it was going to happen inside the Biden orbit, that is. They just lied about it. Well, I don't need to tell you about that. I don't know about that. You have to ask the DOJ, talk to the White House counsel. This is what passes for transparency in Joe Biden's White House right now. Listen, tell us the truth. Come on and say, look, not sure why these documents are here, not sure what they were used for, or whatever the answer is. I've had these documents for a while, shouldn't have had them. I apologize, my mistake. They're all being returned now. Move on. It's the hiding. It's the cat and mouse game that people do not like, not from Democrats or Republicans when the games are played the other way. I don't like it. Put it out there. If you screwed up, say, look, I screwed up. Americans are willing to say, you're okay, you screwed up. You're a long way, by the way, from another election. You got 2.5 or 3 lifetimes, politically speaking, before the next election comes up. So let's get past this, unless there's really something bad going on. And the more covering up and the more equivocating and the more dodging of questions and stonewalling makes it look worse every day. When asked about the transparency, Karine Jean-Pierre refused to comment on anything related to the spreading Joe Biden document scandal. Here is the most transparent administration in American history once again. Listen.
But I'm wondering how the White House can claim that they are being transparent when the FBI search of the Penn Biden Center, that happened months ago, was not proactively disclosed to the public. And what should the public take away from the fact that you are keeping information like this from the public?
Look, I'm going to be very prudent from here. I'm going to be very consistent from here. I'm just not going to comment anything that is related to what is currently happening. This is a legal process. As you just mentioned, my colleague was right outside these doors answering many of your questions. He has done that these past couple of weeks, I believe 4 weeks now, and he'll continue to do that. Anything that is specific to this particular process, I would refer you to the Department of Justice and also, again, my colleagues at the White House Counsel's Office.
Prudent and consistent, which means I'm not going to tell you anything. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not authorized to say anything. I'm not allowed to comment on anything. That's what I've been told. Why don't you just go ahead and say it, Karine? They told me if I said anything, I'd be fired. Which, by the way, she should be fired anyway. I mean, the fact of the matter is she is the worst White House press secretary of my lifetime. The worst. She's awful. Just awful. At any rate, here's something I mentioned earlier. I want to go back to this now. We mentioned that the most dangerous place to be in Washington was between Ron Klain and the door because he wants the hell out of there. Well, out of there he got yesterday afternoon, and he went full on John Boehner in front of the crowd while endorsing Joe Biden for president. The president said, anyhow, he's handing over his job to another globalist stooge. But hey, Ron, don't worry. We all cry at the idea of Joe Biden being in power for one more day, too. Listen.
I look forward to being on your side when you run for president in 2024. All right, I will finally close with some words for the staff here. I'm often asked, what is the best souvenir I got in 2 years as White House Chief of Staff? And my answer is very simple. It's this rock, this plain and simple rock. It was given to me a year ago on one of our darker days by Louisa Terrell. And it's always symbolized to me the fact that this team has been rock solid in their support of our agenda, and the president, we've never wavered. We've been as solid as a rock. And so I ask you today to continue to play that role. I ask each and every one of you to continue your jobs as the rock of this White House, this administration, and this presidency.
Seriously? He holds up a pebble. This is the greatest rock I have ever seen. No wonder this White House is in trouble. It's full of imbeciles and dips. Well, you know. Ron Klain's gone. Gee, what a loss for the country. Wow. Geraldo Rivera, another national treasure who hammered Donald Trump over having classified documents, is among the most dishonest people on television, always has been. A two-faced opportunist. I mean, his name is Jerry Rivers, if you didn't know. Geraldo Rivera's actual name is Jerry Rivers. He changed it. Why? Show business. A two-faced opportunist. I mean, seriously, listen to his take on Biden's documents disaster. Here it is.
Bill, this is totally political retribution. This is all, you know, a reaction or
but from whom?
You know, a fight back from the Republicans.
Really? How would the Republicans know this stuff?
Why is it, Greg, that we're talking about a document scandal when there is zero evidence that national security has been compromised, and we're not talking about the Paycheck Protection Program and the billions of dollars that were wasted, squandered, stolen, over $100 billion, they estimate, was stolen. Why aren't we in a bipartisan?
I think we did talk about it here.
Why don't we, in a bipartisan manner, why don't we go after something the American people care about? They don't care. This is the librarian scolding the people who kept the books overdue.
Yeah, the same guy who went after Donald Trump on too many occasions to remember. Give me a break, Jerry. Mr. Rivers, if you please. He's a fraud. He's always been a fraud. He will continue to be a fraud. I didn't change my name to Gruber. I was born with it. I'll be right back.